Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Rav Moshe Reis. Shout to Moshe Reis. It is Leila Nishmas' mother, Brinley Yechavit, Bas Rav Aaron, Leah Shalom, and the Shama Shavan Aliyah. Tonight's topic is about a continuation, Tzar Bal Chayim. The name of the topic was Killing Mice. To give a recap of what the shiur was, we started off with last week in the parsha, we had a pasuk in the Torah that said, if you see your friend's donkey collapsed underneath the weight, don't ignore it. You have to go ahead and help the donkey. We brought another pasuk in parsha. He say that you have to help load hakim tokim. We're not going to go into because it's about helping somebody load. We're here to talk about helping somebody's animal. The animal's collapsed, helping the person. Now, first yesod I'm going to bring down is that the Gemara says, we spoke about this last week, but we have to emphasize one piece. The Gemara says, Oyev lifroik v'soyne litoin. If your friend needs your help, which you think is the bigger thing that you need to do? The animal collapsed, can't move underneath the weight, taking it off, or putting an animal, the load on the animal. Which would you think is a bigger thing to do?
Take it off.
Why are we taking it off? Because taking it off is Tzar Bal Chayim. And we brought down different views if Tzar Bal Chayim is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. It's the whole sugi in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. However, the Gemara says that when it comes to if your friend needs help taking it off and your enemy needs help putting on, you have to help out your enemy. Shteltuch the Shiloh. Why? So the Gemara says very simple. You have two mitzvahs in front of you. It's true one mitzvah seems a little bit more for two reasons. Number one, it's your friend. Number two, the animal is suffering. Still, you have to go ahead and be kaisef your yetzer. You have to work on your yetzer to help out your enemy. Shteltuch the Shiloh asked the Achroinim. How could you say, because you want to break your midas, very nice breaking your midas, how does breaking your midas allow this halacha to apply? The animal still is being in pain. So yes, you have to work on your midas, so you have to help your enemy before you have to help your friend. But forget about the fact that it's an enemy and a friend, you're the Tzar Bal Chayim piece. This is a very strong question on a basic Gemara. So we're going to answer the question in a moment. But before we answer the question, we brought one of the sources for the of Tzar Bal Chayim. We have the pasuk that says you have to help him. But we have another source about Tzar Bal Chayim, which is the pasuk by Bilam. Bilam hit the donkey three times, and the Medrash brings down that in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Tzar Bal Chayim Deraisa, Tzar Bal Chayim is min ha-Torah, because it said, why did you hit the donkey? And the Sefer Chassidim brings down that because Bilam hit the donkey, and Bilam said, if I would have a sword in my hand, I would kill you, he got killed by the sword. So the source of Tzar Bal Chayim Deraisa is not from the pasuk that you have to help the animal unload it. It's not from there, according to the Medrash. According to the Medrash, it's from the fact that he hit Bilam. The fact that he hit Bilam hit the donkey. And the question you may ask is, why do I need that pasuk? Shouldn't the pasuk itself of help unload this collapsed animal because it's suffering? Why should that pasuk be good enough to teach you the mitzvah of Tzar Bal Chayim? Why would I need this other medrash that learned it out from Bilam? It's a good question. But let's go back to that question that we've asked. The question that we asked is, on Ayiv Lifrei V'Sani Litoin, how could the fact that you just want to work on your midas, you want to help your enemy, is a question of your friend or your enemy? Help out your enemy first. Even though your friend is a different scenario, your enemy is just helping load on top of the animal, and your friend is unloading, and because it's in tremendous amount of pain, why should it allow you not to look away from the Tzar Bal Chai? And basically the question comes down to, do we have a mussar of looking away? Is there more? Is there a question of looking away from Tzar Bal Chai? When yes, when not? And we brought down last week that the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, somebody wrote to the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, a rich guy, but the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to know if he's able to hunt. This is what the question, and the Noi Rabbi Yehuda goes through the subject. So to answer that question, is we brought down an Amukah Yosef, and the Amukah Yosef asked another question which is similar. And the Amukah Yosef is on page 3 in your booklet, if you have one. He asked like this. The Gemara had another time that says you don't have to unload the animal. When? A zaken seemingly is a tamachacham or an older person. It's not covetous to go ahead and unload the animal. I don't work on chaverim. I'm way too chashev for that. I can't get my pants dirty. No, I'm not going to go ahead and help her. You see the guy, I'm not getting myself dirty. It's not. The halacha is, the Gemara says, you don't have to help them if you're a zaken v'ein lechvi chvoydei. And the question you have to ask yourself is, does it actually mean a zaken? Or could it be anybody who just doesn't feel that they want to, they feel stupid, excuse my language, to go ahead and unload. You not beneath them. Says in the Mukhi Yosef, he asks, if Tzar Bal Chai is Dairaisa, how in the world could we allow a person to say, it's beneath me, it's beneath you to allow Tzar Bal Chai? What does that mean? Same thing by Hashavas Aveda. The difference is, we would say, Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah saseh. Tzar Bal Chai, you're allowing the animal to be in pain. So the Nemuki Yosef answers like this. The Nemuki Yosef is on page 3, it's the third paragraph, and he says, the Itema, the second paragraph over there in the Nemuki Yosef. So given the Tzar Bal Chai, the rights, the Zokhman of Vichboide, Loma, and a pirate, so he answers the name of the Ramban, that it doesn't actually mean Zokhman. The Zokhman, like Kanachach Modavka Kamrin. It's anybody who's honorable. It goes on anybody who wouldn't do it themselves for themselves. They don't have to do it for other people. And he explains, Tzar Bal Chaim is permitted for a person's benefit. Tzar Bal Chaim is permitted for a person's benefit. A person wants the benefit with Tzar Bal Chaim. Killing an animal is mutter. I, Tzar Bal Chaim, is for my benefit. It was mutter.
What's the benefit level? Like, if you're going to eat it, wear the clothing.
Says the Mukhi Yosef. Says the Mukhi Yosef, as we'll see from the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to use it, really, that it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do hunting because it's for your pleasure. Especially, according to the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to enjoy the skin. Or the head.
You just come enjoy hunting. You don't even.
El Ahacha will get there. Says the Mukhe Yosef, even the Tzar Bal Chaim Hutzer Letashmish Shel Bnei Adam, Koshkin Lechvoidim, Peshev Al Tassim. In this situation, for sure it's going to be Mutter. Why is it going to be Mutter? Because it's for my benefit, the fact that the animal's in pain right now. Now, what does it mean for my benefit? I'm not doing anything to the animal. I'm not directly hurting the animal. I'm just not doing anything to ease the animal's pain. But being that the whole concept of Tzar Bal Chaim is for my benefit, I'm allowed to not do anything. Because my benefit is telling me, allow this animal to be pained. Because otherwise, I'm going to feel embarrassed. This is what the Nemuki Yosef brings from the Ramban, a beautiful answer. With this, we could answer the first question we asked. We asked, how is it possible for the Torah to say, go to the enemy and don't help the friend? What do you mean? Your friend has Tzar Bal Chaim. The answer is, why do we go to the enemy to work on your Yetzer Hara? To work on your Yetzer Hara, you're getting benefit from the animal being in pain by you working on your Yetzer Hara. You're getting benefit from the animal being in pain. The animal's in pain, that's true. But you want to run to help out the animal in pain because it's your friend. But that's exactly why you need to work on helping out your enemy. By the way, helping out your enemy is not an easy thing to do because you really don't like the guy. But that's what the Torah is machai.
It says in the book.
Yeah. Now.
So there is some time that you could be, you could hold back, like with Salamto, man.
Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva Negros Moshe about killing mice or things that are very not Gishma. I happen to have brought it down on page 10. And he says like this. It's in Choshe Mishpah Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Zay. He says, regarding killing things that are disgusting, flies, gnats, stuff like that, there's no Isser at all. And mice as well, they go into the food, they ruin the food, for sure when there's little kids around, older people who get very nervous, says Ramayisha, it's all mutter. Hine, says Ramayisha, he goes on a few lines. Let the shum isra malhargam, you know isra. Why? Because anything that's necessary for a person, says Ramesha, you know tar balachai. That's why he says Ramesha. And he says, there's no difference between a yid and a goy for that. Because goyim are also allowed to do things for their benefit. And since goyim are allowed to do things for their benefit, so you're allowed to kill. Now, what about the idea of having Midas type? So Rav Moshe asked a question like this, further in the Chumash. The Gemara brings down a story that Rebbe got punished. Why did Rebbe get punished? Because he was a sheep that was going to the slaughter. The Gemara brings down about Matthias of Pehe. And it ran to Rebbe because it didn't want to die. It knew it was going to die. What did Rebbe tell the sheep? He didn't say you're going to die. He said, go because you are created for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to him. He got punished. He got Yisurim.
Oh, Rebbe.
Rebbe, because he said that to the sheep. But Rebbe got cured from his Yisurim because of a different story. What was the story? He saw his maid that she was cleaning the house and there was these huldas, okay? These kakushtas, you're calling them a weasel, porcupine, big mouse, rat, I don't know what, whatever you want to call them. He tells her, don't clean them out. It says Rachma v'kol ma'isof. You have to have Rachmanis. So in Shemayim they said, "Wow, Rebbe is the Merachim. We're going to be Merachim on him and
the
Yisurim on the Chulda. Yeah, Rachmanis on the Chulda. Rashi clearly says as the Chulda, the Karkushta the Chulda. Ask your Moshe question. I don't understand this tomorrow. What does it mean, Rachmanis? It is bothersome to have a mouse in your house. What in the meaning of having Rachmanis? I don't get what it means. Well, what did he tell you? I can't go ahead and throw them out? Why can't I throw them out? What's wrong with throwing them out? This is a question that Rav Moshe asked on this Gemara. It seems like it's a question on Haggadah to Gemara. But Rav Moshe never looked at an Haggadah to Gemara as something by itself. He always looked at it as a way to extrapolate an halacha from it. Says Rav Moshe, we see it must be that here it's going to be different. Rav Moshe says it must be that those chulda, a chulda is not a dangerous thing. Nah, a chulda is not a dangerous animal. There's nothing wrong with having a chulda there. This is what he says. He says, the chulda ain't a meshar me'ah shiratim ha-mazikin. So l'chein l'yanich l'am say l'hargan. It's not for saying that. An achbar is a mouse. A chulda, that's worse. Well, it's some type of weasel. Some type of something. What?
It's not a bat, right?
Mice could be very dangerous. Mice's urine are toxic. Here's a story that there was a worker who drank a soda can and died. Why? Because it was mouse urine on top of the thing. That's why you should wash out. First of all, drinking from a can is not the most classy thing to do. People don't even realize it. You pour it in a cup, drink it from a straw.
There's nothing like drinking Coke from a can. In a cup, it takes a minute.
I'm saying that it's a classy way of drinking a can of Coke. You wouldn't see.
Yeah.
So says Ramosha, this Chulda is not a dangerous creature, and therefore that's why. Because if it would be, it would be a problem. Mice droppings, of course they're unhealthy. And they eat in the food. Ramosha says the Chulda is not a problem.
But we don't have droppings.
Okay. Very good question, Ramosha. This Ramosha, you'll read Ramosha. Yes, how in the world could he say it? Even more than that, Ramosha brings the Gemara. Gemara and Bava Kama. And the Gemara and Bava Kama speaks about something called a chuldah hasna'im. Now, what is a snare?
And then it will call.
What is a snare?
Bush.
A bush. So the Gemara brings down the halacha, you are not allowed to use, you're not allowed to, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to be medgadel, a behema daka. Certain animals you are not allowed to breed in Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what the Gemara brings down. And the Gemara speaks, and the Gemara speaks about a chulda. And the Gemara speaks about something called a chulda sasna. Rashi brings down that first the Gemara says, the same way you're not allowed to be Megadol Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael, so to a Chayadaka, and so to, just like a Behema, also not a Chaya, Shmuel Omer, Megadlin Klavim, you could have Klavim, Kaifim, the Chasulim, the Kaifim, the Chuldus Sinan. Why? Because Chuldus Sinan are good, the Nesha Asuyin Lanakaras Abayas. What do? They clean the house from the mice. So therefore, it's good to have these chuldas around. Special chuldas tanaim. The Gemara says, what are chuldas tanaim? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's called a shirtza charza. Or a charza. What does that mean? It's very small. And the reason why it's called tanaim, Rashi says, because gedilus besneh, they grow up in the thorn. Why in the world would I be bringing this Gemara? Because Rav Moshe brings this Gemara. What is Rav Moshe bringing this Gemara for? Because he's saying, I'm going to show you over here that a chulda is a safe animal, is a great animal. He's trying to answer that Gemara. That Gemara says that Rebbe told his nature of it, don't throw it out. If according to what he's saying, you have a problem. Meaning, how far does Tzar Bala Chaim go? Why in the world would Rebbe say to have Rachmanis on an animal? Tzar Bala Chaim is mutter for your own use. And if it's permitted for your own use, there's nothing good that Rebbe did to tell his maidservant, don't go ahead and throw it out. Why not? It's not Tzar Bala Chaim. What's wrong? Says Rav Moshe, because it's a chulda. A chulda is not a harmless animal. And since it's a harmless animal, and he says, I have this Gemara over here that says, there's no problem with it. They clean the house. This is what Ramosha said. Says Ramosha, further, he goes further down this, I would call it a wild road, that he says that from another Gemara, that we find that Achbar has many different types of Achbar. Chulda is only one type of Chulda. There's no such concept as a good Chulda or a bad Chulda. This is what Ramosha says. Chuldas are chuldas. Because Ramosha is asking on himself, you're going to tell me that chuldas sanam are good weasels. How do you know that chuldas sanam was the same one that Rebbe had, wife had in his house? Says Ramosha, there's only one species of chuldas. And so therefore, the Gemara in Bava Kama that speaks about this chuldas sanam, the storm bush chulda, is exactly the same species as the chulda by Rebbe's house. Aya says Chulda Sanon. Chulda Sanon is a mashma that it's another species. So the Rashi, no, it doesn't mean that it's another species. It this means that it came from the place called Sanon. Now, the Gemara says Chulda Sanon is from a thorn bush. That's why it's called Chulda Sanon. Rashi says very clearly. And the Gemara says so. And Ramosha is saying it's just a name from a certain place that they're in, but it's not about the species. I have no idea how Ramosha completely disregarded a Gemara. He totally disregarded a Gemara, and he said, to be able to prove his point. I don't even know. Take a look. If you take a look at the second column on page 10, the second column on page 10, Ramosha says, well, right on the bottom of the first column, on page 10 of the Igros Moshe, maybe you have many over there in that place called Sinan. Page 10, second column. I'll call Chulda Shavuos, every Chulda is the same. Why is Ramesh busy saying this? Because he wants to say that Chuldas are Chuldas. You don't see nothing wrong with the Chulda. And therefore, Rebbe's wife, it's not a harmless animal. So he's saying that it's called Chulda Sanam, not because it's a species of Chulda, which presents a problem, because only that species are okay. It means it's just from that place. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Sanam means Sneh, thorn bush, that they grow up in a thorn bush. That's the type of Chulda it is. Ramesh is saying Sanam is a place. They're not Mazik and they're not Mitzar. Not only that, they're better. They clean the house. So why in the world would she want to throw it out if they're great things? They clean up the house. Okay, this is what Ramesh is asking in himself. Ramesh is saying there's nothing wrong with it. They're great animals to have around. Because the Chulda is that Chulda Sanam. And Chulda Sanam is really all Chulda.
They hide the food.
I'm going to ask you 1 second, Zavul. She just didn't need them. She just wanted to give them away. It's like there's a certain type of fish that eats up the algae. And you could buy it. The fish eats up the algae. It's a certain...
Algae.
Okay.
Yeah.
Algae. So this Chulda is a totally, totally harmless animal. Don't go ahead and give it to somebody else. So this is a tremendous Chiddush of Ramosha. I want you to understand how far Ramosha took a Gemara. Let us review what he did. He saw a Gemara which Rebbe told his maidservants not to throw out a Chulda. And Ramosha is bothered by that because you're allowed to go ahead and do anything for Tzar Baal Chaim. So Ramosha says, well, it must have been there's no Tzar Baal Chaim there. Why not? Ramosha goes to another Gemara and Shas. A Gemara that says, a Gemara Bava Kama that speaks about the Chulda Sanoim, Aramosha says, we find that the Chulda Sanoim is something that they actually grow up, breed in Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to because it cleans up the house from the mice. Aramosha says that's proven that a Chulda is harmless, brings it back to the story of Rebbe. It must be that it was harmless, so it wasn't an issue of Tzar Baal Chaim in the first place. It wasn't an issue of Tzar, because if it would be an issue of Tzar Baal Chaim, it can't be, because it's a harmful animal. It must be, if not a harmful animal, Nakamo. If it's a harmful animal, you know, Tzar Baal Chaim, it must have not been a harmful animal. Why not? Because that Chulda must have been the Chulda Sanam, which we see is not a harmful animal. And Ramesh says, although it says Chulda Sanam, which is Mashmah, it's its own special species, right? So the Ramesh says, no, all Chuldas are exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the word Sanam just doesn't really mean a species of animal. It just means that it's from a certain place. Although the Gemara said that Sanam means a Chulda that grows by the thorns.
has to grow by its own. It doesn't make sense.
But we're seeing more and so him that even any hill that goes to the height.
Yeah. Never.
Hides the branch.
What's the name? Nah.
In Moram says they're killed in the Via.
I don't know.
You see, in Moram told him they're killed in the house.
It pastures between the thorns. It's like very small animal. But Rabbi just says it's all the same. And so then why did Rabbi want to knock it out? Rabbi might want to knock it out if it's not dangerous. We would assume that it's very uncomfortable to have a chulda around in the house.
He got rewarded.
So he got rewarded because he was so nice to the animal. And he had, well, remember, the point that Ramesh is making, which is, it must be something that is not a problem with Tabal HaChaim, because that is not a dangerous creature, because if it would be a dangerous creature, you would be allowed to do it. It must be a not dangerous creature, beautiful, wonderful, chulda animal, totally harmless. So why would his maidservant want to take it out? Because she wanted to give it away to somewhere else. And he told her, it's not because I had to give it away. It's not she wanted to take it out because it was bothersome, get these ridiculous weasels out of my house. And he said, no, have Rahman. No way. That's not the way to learn the Gemara. Okay, Zavul, if you learned the Gemara, Rebbe was telling you to make sure not throw it out, how would you understand the Gemara?
Another reason for animals, I'm not very important to change.
It depends what type of spider it is. I could tell you, it's dangerous sometimes to have a spider in the house with your wife around. Not because the spider is dangerous, because she'll get injured. What? Right. So this is what Ramesh is saying. Ramesh is saying it's not. That's how he. Beautiful Ramesh. So that's how Ramesh understands this Gemara. But so therefore says Ramesh. But if it's taka danger, go ahead and kill. No problem. There's absolutely no isser. Says Ramesh. Okay. If that's the case. Third column, here comes this a chiddush that he says, in efsher toshele yahargim b'yod of mamish. It's better not to kill them with your hands. Ella al yedei hanachas davar hargim. Rather put something on it that will kill them. Why? Ted Ramoshan, he brings down an orachayim hakadosh, which is mavel al arayin. I've never, ever seen Ramoshan find seen anywhere, even in Darash Moshe. Bring an Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And Ramesh is bringing an Aruch Haim HaKadosh lehalacha. Listen to this. He says, Ma'achat dechazin and nechashoisa adamaisa achzorius teretzicha. When a person does a cruel act of killing, afilu le'elu shemechuyavim lehargam, even to the ones that are required to die, a'idechiev sakdin de Sanhedrin. Guys die. Murder, death row. Another case, Iran Idachas, an entire city does Avodah Zarah, they're all required to die. It's a city together, you have to burn down the city, whatever the story is over there. Iran Idachas. Here in Hotrich HaKral Litin Avtachas Mashem Yisparch. Says Ramayisha, we find by Iran Idachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give a promise. What was the promise? Sheyitin Lahem Rachman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give mercy. The Gam Oid Yosef Eslam Midas Harachman. He's going to add on mercy. The Pirish came Baruch Chaim Devarim Yur Gimel Yuchah.
We're talking about on the early Nacha.
And Ramosha is saying a person who does an act of cruelty, even if they're allowed to, it's going to make an impression in themselves. And therefore, he touches up this pasuk over here to tell us that the halacha, Pheasant says you have to kill out the city. But when you're going to go ahead and kill out the city, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be a cruel person. So what is the pasuk doing? The pasuk says, V'nasim lach rachman v'richamcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you mercy, he's going to have rachmanis on you. What type of mercy? So pashuk shat means that because you did the mitzvah of killing the people, it's going to cause mercy because it's very hard to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're doing what I'm supposed to do. The Ferlecha act of Avodah Zarah, tremendous din in Shemayim, because Baruch Hu is going to have mercy on you. That's what the Pashim Shad is. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, no, over here it's, because you acted in such a cruel way to kill out the people, so now you don't have any mercy left in your thing. You just became this cold-blooded individual that just kills people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you more mercy. You learn the pasuk like that, you would never think that's what the pasuk says. He's going to give you mercy. What does that mean? Not because he's a big din in Shemayim, the fact that you have a whole city that did avodah zarah, and you need extra rachmanis. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch the goodness that you did and said, wow, you did such a big mitzvah, I'm going to give you extra rachmanis. You acted with cruelty by killing people, even though it was a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. It brought out the cruel part of you. And if it brought out the cruel part of you, it brought out the dark side of you. And if it did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you more of a koyach to have mercy. A person may say, I can't do this. It's just going to cause me to be such a apathetic and just
think about people
cold
the,
people.
The army. Think about people in the army.
It's hard to be a cop. What's the rule? If the cop has to kill somebody, did he feel good doing it? That's the rule to know. You want to know if the guy was a good cop or not? Did you feel good or not? Did you feel that rush, that thrill or not? Were you looking at it as an excuse? Do you have to get rid of your anger issue? That's what it is. I don't want to bring up, somebody told me today, because they work in the yeshiva, and they told the boy that he has to go. He's working in yeshiva, a boy who's a little bit troubled, for boys that are troubled. And he told one of the boys, the only way you're going to get out of this mess, in my opinion, he told this boy, that Reuven, the only way, is you go to jail. If you don't go to jail, you're not going to feel anything. You know what the boy said? The boy said, if I go to jail, I'll be happy because at least I'll have a roof over my head. So the boy said, the prison doctor told me this an hour ago. He told me there was a television show that they made, that they used to take people, these guys, and they used to take them into jail.
Geared straight.
Or something like that. Geared straight. But he told me that the research showed that it didn't help any of these kids. It just made them worse. So I told this mechanic, I said, well, these people by these television shows, they're yelling at the kids. They're enjoying it, right? They finally get their chance to get out their anger that they had in their childhood. They're not doing it with love and mercy. They're just doing it to yell, scream, and scare the living daylights out of these kids. It's not coming from a place of love. The person doing such a thing like that, it's coming from a place of cruelty. Do they really, really want to help and have so much rahmanis to these kids when they do it? No, they're just trying to have a good time and then make a good television show. You think they mean it like the Kafsik? A research is research. No. Says Ramosha, I don't believe these things can help. Anything that's on the camera is all staged anyway. Says Ramosha like this. You kill an animal, you become an achzor. Don't do it with your hands. I will make a mockery of the Yahargam, the other mamish, El Al Yaday, Dava Hargam, only with something else. The third column, even you have to kill them, the Torah needs to give a promise when it came to the Yerani Dachas. Hashem Yisparach Sheitel Em Rachman that Thou mercy. Because Baruch Hu was saying that we're going to have the Midas Rachman, because the Pirish Baruch Haim. Shumishum the Bederach Ateva Hoyanasibu Midas Achzor. The Shaykh Sheyasa Gam Kshu Oitzah Bividas Achzor to Baruch Haim could happen to you too. He says, what about a person who shacks? Every time a person shacks, he's becoming a cruel guy. He's becoming a cruel person. He's cruel. He shacks. He's a cruel person. Why doesn't it take away your midah? You see an animal alive. The animal doesn't want to live, doesn't want to die, and you're killing it. And they cry. And they kick around. They have to be held down. Says Ramosha, achashoich alachil, when a person shacks, do maisa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you're doing. The koyach of the mitzvah takes away the achzarius. Isn't that a beautiful? I don't know. You're saying why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give the mercy if you don't need the mercy if it's the power of the mitzvah itself? Maybe the pasuk is saying the power of the mitzvah is going to give you the mercy. It's a good question. So what about killing so you shouldn't be in emotional pain? You have those spiders around the mice. So the Ramesh, that's not considered a mitzvah. I would say it's a mitzvah, but he says it's not. Unless you have a kid in your house, so then Ramay should bring down a Gemara in Shabbos. And this Gemara in Shabbos is almost humorous. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara speaks about shaking your clothing from lice. Rabbi said, today we don't have such a mussar so much. I know they do lice checks in school, and sometimes you have it. It's not Gishmak. I remember, where was it?
Israel.
No, it wasn't in Israel. It was in... A bunch of years ago, there was somebody in school who had it, and then my kids had it, and you have to go and clean it. It's not a Gishmaka experience. We call it a nasty experience. So the Gemara here speaks about shaking out on Shabbos your clothing from the light. So he says, he asks like this, V'hod isa b'Shabbos af yer beis omer alef. In Paul Caleb, when it comes to shaking out your clothing, Ramli Rav Nachman Lubin say Rav Nachman told his daughters Getulin va'ashme inali kolas the sanvosti. Kill them. I want to hear the crunch.
Crunchy.
So he says, "Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. Isn't that cruel?" He says, "Who bekinim shebegufay ubaga ubegadav." That's when it's in your thing and there's no other way to kill them. That's the only way to kill them. Then in that case, there was no other way to do it. So he's like, come on, let me hear that crunch. Other things that you can kill another way, you shouldn't do that. Then Ramesh says, I didn't hear this. I didn't see this anywhere. Ramesh is saying, I'm calling for my own thing. So what did we learn so far? Number one, Ramesh said this huge chiddush about the chuldas tanam. The point that Ramesh is bringing out is anything that you're doing for your benefit, mutter. One. Number two, even so, you shouldn't do it with your hands. The Ramesh puts the midas achzaris inside you. Unless there's no other way to do it. Now, Lamaisa, let's get down to the core. What about hunting and fishing? Hunting and fishing, Be'etzim, should be totally mutter. Doing it for the sport, you're doing it for... What's wrong? It may not be nice to meet the Sakhzarius, but you're not killing with your hands. The fishing rod's doing it. Is there anything wrong with it? So I think next week we're going to have to do the night of Yehuda. I think next week we're going to have to do the night of Yehuda, Rabbi Yisai. Purim's coming up. Emet Hashem, last year I think it was, what time did I have in my house the Purim thing? Anybody remember? What time did the island come? Dr. Gopsha, do you remember? Was it 7 o'clock?
7 and on.
I think we're going to make this year like 8:15. Masai Purim, yeah. 8:15 and on. I really hope everybody could come if you're around. Obviously, if you're not around, I'm not going to have you to come. But if you're coming back anyway and you have to go home and go to sleep, it's still Purim. Shushan Purim is big zachem. You know, the big mikubalim, Shushan Purim is a big, big day. So you come at 8:15, 8:30, we'll have some mashke, we're going to have some singing. Mirat Hashem is going to be some music. And Rav Chanan ben Akash Eimer, 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 Rav Chanan ben Akash Eimer,